Tarantellum. As I circle you, your shadows change. Nature bends to meet you in topiary patience. Please help me help myself with this moldering topography, your braille. A man shooting crows from his front porch stops to consider the world's lilting weight. He gathers a carcass and is attacked. He dabs a napkin to his molasses scalp. Now my stomach creaks. A frog answers. I follow it to a pond, its 100 opening doors. The sky's blisters, unkempt though cereal, help themselves to controlled burns, hollows of plenty. Back inside, I'm considering some Sunday television, a young lamp's plastered cast, the parade of wonders. I'm bleeding into my boot again, fur-lined for maximum flow and my heels loaded press. I suppose I've cut my hair or otherwise lost some weight. I've decided to go ahead and unearth any name spilled into the firmament, to ice my ankle and raise some smoke to make the skies down wander off and flounder. The crows bicker and blacken. We're all in this together. Back in the city, I forget what I am, then remember, I provide affordable, innovative office solutions. Now I'm crying on the Jumbotron. Now I'm at happy hour in the town and country lounge, where the screens are flat and bright, and the tears come in pictures. On a ranging maritime wind, the echoes call, respond, carry for acres. In this state, I'm unable to answer your questions or your letters, so I've drawn you a picture. That's the dogwoods seeding the nearest sky. That's me characterizing the visible day. As I progress with the evening, your handwriting grows magical, after, and often, identical.